All right, joining us is Gas Buddies, head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, you know, Monday was a very interesting day. More positive news about a potential coronavirus vaccine, Moderna's vaccine, showing 95% effectiveness. And I got to think that that maybe means good things for the economy in the future. And oil prices jumped up as a result of it. The stock market did. I'm sure that means gas prices are, you know, starting to shoot upwards a little bit too. Is that right?
Excellent observation. As we've seen yet another drug company have very good news on a vaccine trial, it bodes well for the future of returning to normal. And with that, markets advanced, oil prices advanced on the prospects that vaccines that have been effective could return us to normal, in which Americans are going to be driving more. So indeed, oil prices did go up yesterday. We are still above that $40 a barrel mark. We're at about $41 a barrel this morning. A little bit of cooling off happened in the last day. About a week ago, we were at about 42, so just slightly lower. But in the same time frame, Indianapolis prices at the pump have dropped by about 9 cents a gallon. And so that sets us up for a price cycle. Falling retail prices, even as oil prices have surged, make it quite simple that we are likely to see a price hike at some point this week.
And how big do you think that price hike would be? Like maybe towards 219, 225? What are you thinking there?
It would somewhere be in the ballpark of, I think, 219 to 229 a gallon.
Okay, and looking like what kind of – now, of course, the vaccine is going to take a little bit of time to get here, and it might be about a few months before we start to see really any positive signs, as the health experts have said. When we are kind of in that transition period, where do you kind of envision gas prices going, at least in that point, or is it even possible to say right now?
Well, it's a little difficult. I mean, as the news goes on coronavirus, as will go gas prices. If the news is positive, it means higher prices. If there's some negative news that comes out until the vaccines are released, it means lower prices. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we largely remain steady like we have for the last month. Prices are down a little bit in the last month, but overall, we're kind of stuck in this range of upper $1, lower $2 gallon range. And that's where I think we will find ourselves until we see some sort of vaccine come to market. You may see prices go up closer to the time that a vaccine is released, kind of on more optimism, but for now, I think overall stability.
So this price hike you were talking about, how long do you think it'll last? Like just maybe 10 days or so, and then maybe will we see it come back down from 229, that kind of range?
Exactly. If it does shoot up at this at some point this week, it's likely to start inching back down after it does go up. The tendency is that prices will shoot up maybe 20 to 40 cents at some stations, and then they'll inch down by a few cents a gallon every day. So expect a price hike at some point this week, but then prices will start coming down very slowly again until the next hike.
Oh, also another thing I should ask you about, we have another hurricane, which also has an impact on gas prices. What do you think this one can do? Because I've already heard that Iota is like a Category 4 hurricane at this point.
It is a significant hurricane, but it is staying well south of any oil interest that we have in the U.S. It is making landfall in Nicaragua. It's going to be devastating for Nicaragua. But as we've seen with the rest of hurricane season, no impact to U.S. oil prices and oil infrastructure in this case.
So to the average person who needs to fill up their gas tank this week, you think it's probably best to do so immediately, right?
It would probably be better sooner rather than later to fill your tanks. Looking at Indianapolis, prices all the way down in some areas to about $1.70 a gallon. If you can find a station under, say, $1.80, I would fill up.
Gotcha. Good idea. And any places across the state where you think it's really particularly cheap to target right now?
Looking statewide across Indiana, the cheapest prices are in Lafayette. If you can make your way over there, if somehow your travels take you through their prices, a little bit of a price war happening. Stations down to $1.62 a gallon, which is kind of likely right at losing money or probably losing 5 or 10 cents a gallon. But other than that, the next cheapest prices in the state, well, a couple of Costco stations in southeast Indianapolis, $1.66, and another in northwest Indianapolis at $1.69. So those wholesale clubs tend to be some of the cheaper places to fill up.
He is Gas Buddies, head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for your observations about the ever-changing world of the oil and gas industry. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure.